All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning, finally getting some rain out there. That'll be the case throughout much of today. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This stupid coronavirus has been so hard on so many people in so many ways, including musicians, whether they're musicians that play out once or twice a month, or working musicians that are used to playing in clubs, 5-6 nights a week. That just isn't happening these days. And joining us right now to talk about an upcoming gig, and this is a really clever, innovative way, I think, to bring live music to people safely, is Jeff Barron. His group, The Barones, going to be playing this Friday night. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul.
What's it been like these last few months for you and other musicians? It's been a really tough time, hasn't it?
Oh, especially for those that rely heavily on their musician income, we'll call it, or performer's income. Those folks are certainly all struggling financially.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a financial hit. I mean, because there are people that primarily make their living through music, or at least it's a strong second income. They work in, a restaurant or have a day job, and then they play out at night. Nobody's been able to do that.
Yeah, that's a fact. And not all of us are blessed enough where music is just really a small part of our income. And especially in Port Yarn, there are a lot of musicians where it's a primary source of their income. So, yeah, it's been a struggle worldwide probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. But you did land a gig, and I'm so intrigued by this. The folks at downtown Port Huron came up with a way to present live music in a safe, responsible way.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. So I got an email from Cynthia Cutright, who is the current DDA director, and she said, in lieu of the fact that we can't and aren't going to have the Blue Water Festival, we still want to do something. And so what they envision is every Friday, well, not what they envision, what they put together, is every Friday night there are going to be, now, and I'm doing some guessing here based upon what I've learned in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, it's all come together rather quickly.
You'll have to go to Snopes or something and confirm everything I say is true, of course.
Fake news.
But yeah. Anyways, it sounds like the groups are going to be spread along Huron Ave with one group playing in front of McMorrin, out in front of McMorrin there. One group, and in this particular case, our group this Friday will be playing in the southern part of the old Fuel Wood Fire Grill building, where you can open the whole wall up to the sidewalk there.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of creates a bit of an alcove, and the thinking is that the musicians will play inside of the alcove, stepping back from the sidewalk enough to basically create that social distance that we're looking for, and yet still be able to provide some noise. And then the third act is going to play down in what I think we call the Pocket Park, which is on the corner of a Military and Black River. It'd be the southwest corner there, mm-hmm. next to what was CFS Bank, I think, at one time.
Yeah.
I'm failing you, Paul. I can't tell you the other two acts. They sounded like they weren't anything I was familiar with, but both sounded really good. And they're going to do this, from what I understand, through August, every Friday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
What a fantastic idea. What a great way to present live music in a way that everybody can enjoy it and still do so safely.
Well, and I think it's twofold. One, it's providing ambiance and enhancement to a Friday night downtown, and hopefully people are getting out and strolling around with their masks on and buying cone from a little something and a sandwich from Sadat or Mo, and spend some time downtown, and then while they're down there, maybe check out some music. And from what I've seen in the response of at least the social media postings I put out there, people are looking for this, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Something I posted yesterday got shared like 10 times in 20 minutes, I think. And it was because there hasn't been anything, and I think this is the inaugural weekend, so I think there's some excitement that we can go out and see some live music, some local stuff, in a safe environment. And then the other thing I think, which is probably more important, and especially to those that really need it, is an opportunity for some income.
Yeah, Absolutely. This has been a tough year for musicians, no doubt. So great to be able to see you guys playing. Jeff, ordinarily, if we were talking about an upcoming gig, I'd invite you and members of your band to come into the studio and play. We're obviously not doing that. We're keeping our distance this morning. But, you founded one of the seminal summertime events, sort of the capper for summertime around here, Blue Chili Grass, several years ago, starting in your own backyard and eventually moving out to Goodles Park. I hate to ask what the status of that is for this year.
Well, I think the foregone conclusion, like every other event that's in that sort of setting, it has been canceled. But our board is aggressively trying to pursue an alternative method to still present it a little later in the year in a safe setting. And I don't want to say too much because I'm not sure if we can pull it off, partially okay. because we want to be appropriate with the, everything from social distancing to the rule of the moment. But we want to do something. We are definitely going to have the auction. That's a foregone conclusion in the winter sometime. But we still want to try to pull off something, and I guess that's all I can say at this point. But just let Josh work his magic. Josh and Betsy and Carol and Dutch are very determined to do something. So keep your eyes peeled, our ears
peeled. All right, well, we will do that. We'll keep our ear to the ground, so to speak. In the meantime, if you're hanging out downtown this weekend, wandering the streets, grab an ice cream cone at Little Something or, your favorite restaurant food, and you can hear live music in the streets of downtown Port Huron for the first time in months. That's going to be so cool.
I can't wait. And I actually didn't burn my voice out once before the concert, so I can sing the whole night.
Well, this came up all of a sudden, so you guys weren't really expecting to play this summer, were you?
No, heck no, not at all. No, just in the backyard, But and that's okay. We, like I said, we're fortunate. Most of us have day jobs. And but, I'm not, believe me, not giddy about that. I'm thankful. But and I would have foregone this opportunity for others if it was out there, but three bands a weekend for the next month and a half, that's quite a bit of exposure and opportunity, and it's very cool. So hats off to City of Port Huron for concocting this and funding it and putting it together, because if they hadn't done it, there probably wouldn't be anything.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll be listening for you this Friday. What time are you guys going to start playing?
6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you stop by, just, yell at us to play whatever your favorite song is of our vast repertoire of songs nobody's ever heard of. And we're going to, Tim Irwin from the Heritage String Band, we're going to feature a bunch of fiddle tunes with Tim this Friday because people really like it, and he's such a fine fiddler. So Everett and I sat down with him last night, and we went through a bunch of good old hard fiddle tunes, and I came out with all the real bouncy ones, crossed off the slow ones. And we'll throw down some of that good old-fashioned bluegrassy stuff for folks, too, while we're out there.
Can't wait. Sounds fantastic. Jeff, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. Have fun there tomorrow night.
Well, and Paul, thanks for everything you do to support the community. You're a fine gentleman, sir.
Well, as are you. Always enjoy our conversations, Jeff. You take care.
Have a wonderful day and try to stay dry.
We'll do that. Take care. Bye-bye.